Good morning, everybody. September 2nd, 2021, 10 a.m. This is a regular committee meeting for Marietta Security. With that being said, calling the meeting to order, as I get to do from time to time since I work the agenda, I'm going to move item 4 up to the first one because I think it's probably a little bit more important that folks get to know who the director of security is going to be. So to that end, I don't know if Tina wants to introduce them and give a little bio, or we just kick it right over to Kelly.
And if I may, would you care to call for comments from the public, which we have no hands raised or no chats, but maybe.
We can do that. Item number 2, if you do or don't have any chats or hands raised, otherwise, we can address that and then move on to item 4, please.
All right. I'd like to introduce Kelly Benitez, our new security supervisor, formerly the security chief position. Kelly, would you tell us about yourself, please?
Well, thank you. My name is Kelly Benitez. I've been here, what's it been, 3 weeks now?
Yes, third week.
Third week. I have an extensive history in law enforcement. After serving in the military, I then joined the Los Angeles Police Department, where I was able to do 20 years of service in various assignments. I retired in 2015 and wanted to be closer to family, so I came up to the Bay Area and became a San Rafael police officer. I did that for about 2.5 years, and then I became an investigator with the City of San Francisco for the Department of Police Accountability, which basically investigated complaints against the police department by the public. And then I saw this opportunity up here, and I've been here ever since. So glad to be here. Looking forward to learning the uniqueness of this environment.
Thank you, Kelly. I think the key word there is uniqueness. And I'm sure staff has been working with you on that, just what that definition actually means. So with that said, I don't know if you're going to run the item 3, the monthly updates, Tina, and then we can transition to Kelly next month. I'm wide open on that.
Yeah, we'll be doing that. So I'll provide the last one here. Perfect. So operations update, ADA protection still has one staff member being trained for patrol. We have a sergeant from ADA and another officer that are trained in the field already. So, and right now we're working on scheduling with our own staff and ABA as well. So that's one of the projects we're working on right now, Kelly and I. Summer events, planning extra staffing, Sheriff's Department worked most Fridays and Saturdays in August. However, our contract with them ends on at the end of this month. So I already let them know that we won't be needing them unless there's other special events going on. Or I'm sorry, end of August, not end of September. So starting September, we won't have the Sheriff's Department anymore on Fridays and Saturdays. Now there is a summer fest, I believe, coming up that the Martell Group will be hiring back some sheriff's deputies for that.
Yes, and just briefly on that, it's a modified, and I don't know if you've experienced the full Summerfest. It's about 20,000 people, but this is probably going to be just 1,000 or so for the 2 nights. So it's very modified, and they work back through their process, the nonprofit Summerfest. So that should be just taken care of. We just need to be aware of it and some extra patrol. And we could talk offline if we think we need to add an extra patrol or something along those lines.
Okay, sounds good. I did talk to Mr. Martell, and he advised the number of deputies and ABA patrol that he would like. So ABA protection is already on board with it. So we'll get reimbursed for that by them.
Excellent. Thank you.
And then we're still waiting for anybody from the Sheriff's Department to sign up. So that's the only thing with that, is it's who wants to do that. Patrol non-covered shifts for the month was a total of 20 hours. So that went down from the previous month of 29.5 hours, which is better since ABA has been on. Let's see. On the North Gate, we still have the the purchase order out there to install the POE extenders for the cameras and internet. Since our accounts payable person left and the new person took over, we're just catching up trying to get all of the purchase orders entered, including that one. Outside lane gate sensor was already installed for that. However, Andy Gates is doing a modification for the housing for the sensor. So that's in progress. And we have the ABDI software upgrade project. We're going to go to a newer gate access system called Continental. Again, it is still through ABDI. The contracts were under review for this project, and they still are. So an estimated time frame for implementation, hopefully by December 2021, but hopefully sooner. So as soon as we can get the contracts reviewed and purchase orders entered into the system, then we can start the work on that.
Tina, I have a question on that. As we're moving forward, and I know we've had some conversation, I guess I would just, and it depends on what the package looks like, just that we're meeting not only our needs, but are we fulfilling some needs for the association, specifically RMA, since they're our biggest customer, just so that we're all in alignment, access-wise, report-wise, some of those things. I know you're aware of it, so I'm not sure why I said it, but I did.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, Rancho Murrieta Association activity. We're still doing our usual stop sign enforcement, speed enforcement. Our tickets are up this month. You'll see that in one of the following slides. And Kelly was just introduced yesterday to the RMA compliance meeting. He actually went without me, so that was good. It went well for him. And cameras at the lakes, RMA maintenance is still supposed to install poles for a camera setup. Watchdog security will install the cameras, but they're awaiting the power and internet to the lake areas. The project is still in progress.
So, Tina, I have a question on that. I spoke with a former CSD board member, and I can't narrow down the exact timeline, but I know that CSD had an RFP for a complete camera process for the community, which included association, across the street, the country club, and I don't, I guess my question is, and it might even have to go back to Amelia as the gatekeeper of all documents, but it was a pretty extensive proposal that was out there. It listed where in the community all the cameras should be. I think it even identified some of the revenue streams for this. Does this document sound familiar to you?
Not to me.
Me either, but I will surely, if it exists, I will find it, especially if you can tell me either now or offline a time frame. That helps a lot. And I'll, if it exists, I'll find it, Tim.
Okay, I will have to take this offline and I'll try and get the year. It's going to be like...
Or just send me the name of the board member and I'll look up when that person was.
Perfect.
You know, okay. Hey,
Tim, if you don't mind, I'll jump in. I believe that was the 2000, that survey came out in early 2018 or late 2017.
That's roughly the time frame I'm thinking of. I was on the homeowners board at the time.
I am totally unaware of anything more than the report. I don't believe there was an RFP that was ever released. I think it was one of those, take the report, put it on the shelf and move on. I do know that, you know, we've sporadically added cameras, and I do know that some of those cameras fit within the scope that was identified in that report. So the RFP was probably to have somebody come in and to design a system. And it was never an RFP, as far as I know, to build the system.
Got it. Okay.
So, but we'll have those answers for you.
No worries. Thank you. I'm sorry, Tina. Continue on.
I am for Murrieta Village and Commercial Owners Association activity, just continued patrol throughout the month. And then we'll go over the incidents of note, which will have some items on it. All right, first up, we have this informational bulletin, and this is in regards to the commercial owners area. On Cantova Way, an air conditioning unit was disassembled via the line and then put in the back of this truck and they drove away. So we do have this for camera footage. It's not very good. It's really grainy to tell anything, really. The sergeant did search for video on the gates to see if this truck possibly went in or out of the RMA area. Didn't find anything matching this vehicle. So we put this out, see if anybody has any information. We did get a couple of emails on suggestions on what to look for. And we weren't able to get a license plate off of this vehicle because we just couldn't read it on the video. And the next informational bulletin, we just put this out on Tuesday. The country club had a burglary and about $10,000 worth of golf clubs were stolen. Apparently there is a shortage of putters out there and it's taking months and months for them to be made. So putters and drivers are highly sought after and people are paying a lot of money, 3-4 times the amount of what they're actually worth. So as you can see, we put an arrow there. It's kind of hard to see. The video is very grainy, wavy there, but it took 38 seconds for the guy to come in and then go back out. And he just did a grab and run. There's no cameras on the outside of there. There's cameras on the inside though. And now they will be installing several cameras all around the country club there. So a reward may be offered by the country club according to country club staff there, but we don't have a confirmation on how much or anything like that. And that is their reward that they would pay, not us. Just want to make that very clear. And in the video, you can't tell what race the person is. The person's wearing a mask, a hooded sweatshirt. They just look tall and slender, and that's it. Any questions?
Amelia, do you have any hands or chat?
I do not, no.
Okay. Thank you, Tina. Continue on, please.
All right, next up, we have our sheriff's off-duty hireback report. We actually had a lot more coverage this month. Some of the weekends didn't have the Friday or the Saturday filled, and then one of the deputies came back to work from being off and was able to fill in on some of the shifts at the end of the month. So we had deputies Donnelly, Hulk, and Green Hulk, total of 36 hours, total of 4 calls for service. Of course, they went back, checked the lake areas, and their calls for service included an unauthorized entry at the South Gate, suspicious subject and vehicle, kids fishing at hole 10, and a domestic disturbance. And next up is the RMA violation summary. And if you keep going down, let's go to the next page, which is August. Scroll down a little further. We had 67 total cites for this month. So we wrote quite a bit on the speeding side with those citations. We did really good on that. So everybody's been stepping up and we've had more coverage and been able to provide better service because the number one complaint in the community is speeding.
And to that end, Tina, and I know that you're working with Kelly on it and probably going to follow up with maybe a meeting. Well, there's no maybe about it, but a meeting with counterparts over at RMA specifically about doing a better coordination and responsibilities and those types of things. And similar to what we talked about the other week, because again, this is that part where I just think CSD has to be consistent in our approach, manner, and the scope that we're doing this type of service for the association. And conversely, we're going to need some of that back from the association, knowing what their time commitments can be and capabilities in those things. So I agree with you. That is probably definitely the top two complaints we have is stop sign and speeding.
Yes. And on Tuesday, we actually met with Chris and their new person, their second compliance person, Matt, and talked with them for a while about this exactly. So yeah.
Okay. Very good.
To coordinate with them. Wanted to introduce Kelly to him. He's been introduced to him twice, but he got to meet Matt, and they're still in a training mode over there. So their sights are a little bit lower.
Right. And again,
RMA is coming in early morning hours as well to do the parking enforcement from 2 to 6. So that's helpful as well for the days that we have not had coverage. So we are coordinating with them
really
well. And Kelly will continue to go over there. So
thank you.
All right. Next up is gate entries by type. You'll see our gate entries were down in the month of August a little bit by just under 1,000. And our gates denied, the refused entries. They're down a little bit as well. We had 27 total gates denied. Not so many people are coming to look at the lake, so I don't know if it's because people are going back to school in the month of August or they're finding other things to do since everywhere else has opened up. All right, cases break down by type. We had a total of 273 calls for service. However, again, that does include the refused entries. So it's a little less than that. Incidents of note for the month. The biggest ones are we had a suspicious subject at 7175 Murrieta Drive. There was a naked subject at the car wash. So patrol responded and waited for the sheriff's department to come out. They took the subject into custody and arrested him. On August 15th, there was a theft at Laguna Joaquin. This was a juvenile crime issue. We responded to a report of a theft after it occurred. Basically, one of the kids in the neighborhood came up to some kids that were fishing and grabbed his phone, told him to get out of here. The kid left, went home to his parents. Parent came back and retrieved the phone. However, the suspect kid or one of his friends took some inappropriate photos on the kid's phone. So sheriff's department did take a report and cited the juvenile suspect for petty theft on that one. And on August 22nd, and further on that, the juvenile suspect has been a suspect in many other issues that have been in my incidents of note over the last few months, I should say. Mm-hmm. So the parent has already reached out to us and wants to schedule a meeting with Kelly and I this Friday in regards to the issues and what we can do to try to assist the family, talk to them, see what can be done. Because it's a constant, continuous problem. So we're going to do some community outreach and figure out what we need to do with that. Just so you know.
Very good, Tina. And so you answered my two questions. The one thing I would really keep in mind is there are numerous services at the county level, mental health, et cetera, even within the sheriff's department as well. So if someone's reaching out to us, then we just have to be prepared to assist where we can. We're limited, but maybe we can be the gatekeeper to get them to the services they need. So thank you.
You're welcome. And then we had the grand theft on Camtoba Way again. You saw the informational bulletin for that. And then on August 23rd was the burglary at the country club. We put out the informational bulletin on that. By the way, those bulletins go out to RMA. They did post those on their website, and we send it out to the River Valley Times as well.
And they've both been posted on Rancho Marietta Thrive.
And that's it for the month.
And then next we have?
And then we have the complete list of
all the incidents.
All the incidents for the entire month.
Very good. A couple of things, Tina, before we move off of this. As we transition with the new director of security, and I know Tom and I've talked offline on this, I think we need to kind of come up with parameters that general managers of all associations are notified on certain events, and potentially say respective board presidents, and we can build the confidentiality statements in there and do all that. I just think that there might be times when certain board members respective need to know that something happened within their area of responsibility kind of sooner than what we're getting out to the public. So as we move the transition of command, just that's something I think we need to put on the list again, so we can be consistent on getting the information out and notifying a few of the key folks that are going to be responsible for those areas that quite honestly are impacted.
Okay. Sounds good.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you for that. We're going to move on to item five, the security survey opinion survey. I'm sorry. Security Service Opinion Survey update. I believe this is still you, Tina.
Yes. So last week we had four working groups on Wednesday and Thursday. Everybody turned out except for one person, and that's it on one of the groups. It was a really good turnout. So the first half, we ran it. And then the second half, Timothy explained what he was doing with the security opinion poll to get a feel for everybody, so questions could be formulated for the opinion poll. It was really good. Everybody is super supportive of security. We had one group that wanted the Cadillac plan. They said, you know, we really want another plan. We want an option for the Cadillac plan with a bunch of security officers, and we don't care how much we have to pay. So, and then we had others that focused only on the financials and not necessarily on formulating questions or other things about security. So it was really focused on that. And then the next two meetings, they were focused on security and what we could do and things like that. So Dr. McLarney got a really good feel for what everybody is looking at and everything like that. But overall, everybody was super supportive. So the next step is he will bring a presentation to the board in October with the survey questions for approval before the poll is conducted. So we look forward to taking a look at that and reviewing that. We're excited about it. And I was really happy about all the support that we did receive on that.
Excellent. And we're still on, and I know this is really back to the finance committee, but we're still on the time frame that the board has asked for?
Yes, we are.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Before I move on, and this might fall to Tom, but and I don't need an answer right now, but just I want to confirm following up that, sorry, CSD is still following up on the hot air balloon incidents. And if we could take appropriate action, we shout either with the company and or the individual. So if that's still in progress, I can get that off offline, if you will, from that standpoint.
That Tim, that project is still in progress. We're waiting to have closure from the investigating agency. And that's all I know right now, but I'm prepared
to
write a letter to the balloon company identifying that it's not acceptable and that in the future they will receive violations that will cost them money.
Yes, I think we, perfect. I'll leave it at that. It's moving forward. Thank you. Amelia, do you have any hands?
Chats? No chats. Nope.
Okay. Before I forget, Paula, I sent you an email this morning. If you would just take a look at that, we can follow up with that.
Will do.
I'm going to turn it over to staff. Do you have any comments, suggestions?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Kelly, anything you want to add in, or are you going to wait till next month and then run the...
No, I'm excited to be here. I look forward to my solo journey next meeting.
Very good. And I think it's critical. And if you met with compliance yesterday.
I did. They're very nice. And it looks like Chris and I will have a good future working relationship. He's going to take me out and show me how to do the parking tickets. They were very impressed. They're bored with how many tickets that we wrote. I think it was exactly the same as what they wrote, 21 and four stop signs. So they were very impressed with that. And they said that their biggest problem is speeding and parking complaints. So they repeated that several times during the meeting. So
right. And so as you and I have discussed, you can see where the consistency, and again, you know, I just want all employees to be safe, competent, consistent, courteous, and consistent. Probably being the most critical of those, because then that's our benchmark. Tina, I want to go back just briefly on to give you an update on the gate entries. I did speak with the RMA board member that's responsible for, I think, governing docs. They're looking at our request at the vendors. And so I guess my question to you would be, maybe if you and Kelly, because my thought process there is it's going to be a while before they can move just because of their process, and I'm fine with that. But I'm wondering if we could do some type of trial study, if you will, and we could identify the vendors, put a few things in place that we know we need, and then run it as a pilot, pick a number, 3 months, 6 months, and see if it helps. Both primarily the gate officers, but the vendors as well. So I would probably ask you to kind of look at that and see if we could kind of come up with something on our end that we could float over to them as a trial period as they move forward in their official process to get there ultimately.
Okay, yeah, we can take a look at that.
Okay. Thank you. Because again, I we all know the early morning, especially the North Gate, if there's some way of assisting everybody at all ends, internal customer and external, that's kind of what we've talked about. So perfect. I have nothing else. I know that staff at all levels is being stretched, myself, the rest of the board members understand that. We're thankful that people are patient and we're getting there. I think filling some of these key positions that we have, and this specifically getting a transfer of command from Tina to Kelly is really gonna benefit the community at the end of the day. And that's what it's all about. So unless you have any hands or questions or chats, Amelia, I'd like to adjourn the meeting.
Very good. No hands, no chats.
Excellent. I have one thing to say. I just wanted to let you know, it's been great working in the security department. I'm staying on as a retired annuitant project specialist. So I'll still work with Kelly and assist him, but I'll be moving on to other things as well. And my hours will go down to about 24 hours a week.
Got it. And you know, to that end, and thank you, Tina, because again, when you came in, you righted the ship for us, brought us the leadership. And as I know other board members asked you, as I asked you, for get a vision of where we need to go and where we need to be as a security department here. You've done those things. I guess the question to Tom is, in her new status, is she still going to patrol the neighborhood in her personal cars, or how?
By your house, Tim. I'm going to make you jealous.
Dang it.
We're going to have to put her on someone's list so she can come and go as she pleases.
Oh, she's on a list. Don't get me wrong. But yeah.
I'm on Tim's list. I'm going to buy his house in the old car next.
Oh, nice. Nice. All right, folks. Thank you for your time. Have a good day. This will adjourn the regular monthly committee meeting. Everyone have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Bye. Take care.